You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up, y'all? Thank y'all for tuning in to the second episode of Surviving the Mind Podcast. We got some people with us. You got
Monica,
Trisha,
Brooke,
and Brian.
Thank y'all for coming. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, what y'all want to start on first? Well, y'all don't know, so I guess
I was just saying,
y'all saw that Lakeisha movie or that trailer?
No.
Y'all don't watch, like, y'all don't be listening to the Shade Room? Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
About the Caucasian guy, like, he, like, supposed to be a radio personality, but he acting like he, like, black, like, ghetto.
Oh, I heard about that, but I didn't see the trailer.
Mm-mm. Y'all didn't hear? What?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Sorry. Well, they mad. Like, they're, like, actually trying to protest the movie. Because, like, I guess he's going to be a radio personality, but they don't know that he's white. But he's playing, like, a ghetto black chick.
So are we going to act like that's the first time this has ever happened, or?
When else has it happened?
Music, anything, fashion, all of that. Like, it's like they've been stealing the culture for how long, and then now we're going to act like this is, like, a brand new thing and it's wrong?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Cultural appropriation is wrong, but he's saying it's not brand new. It's been going
Give me an example, though. Like, you said music. What artist?
Everything.
What's that? A-Red, Lil Pump, all of them want to be black so bad.
G-Eazy. Should I even throw in Eminem with the 8 Mile movie?
That was his life, though.
Right? How, like, you gonna say that? That's that man's life.
I'm not gonna let you throw Eminem.
Okay, never mind. Forget Eminem.
Like, if you said Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, that's what I. Okay, Machine Gun Kelly.
Asher Roth. All these.
Logic want to be half black.
Logic is black.
That boy is not black. Look at him.
Look at his father. His father looks just like me. He chocolate. His mother is just full blown white.
Okay. But they, is it the difference between, they're trying to do the comparison between that movie and White Chicks?
No.
First of all, White Chicks is a classic. Right. I'm sorry. That is a straight classic.
And in the movie, we knew that they were black. Like, everybody knew that they were black to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But they were saying that white people can get offended about that, though.
No, because.
Is that the same, though?
Black people never own white people as slaves. So they don't have the right to get offended the same way we do. Sorry.
I guess. Would y'all see it? Is it bad that I lost kind of want to see it?
Who's the actor?
No, he's not known.
He's not known?
No.
I would want to see it. I would check it out.
No, seriously, just to see what the hype is about.
I would watch it, but I would want to see, like, what stereotypes they're perpetuating. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how ghetto are they making her to seem? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what did they say her name was? And, you know, stuff like that.
Well, they said it's Lakeisha, right?
Yeah, Laquisha.
No, Laquisha.
But what if she was raised in
L-A-Q-U-E-S-H-A.
But he's acting like her, though, right?
Yeah, he's acting like her.
Okay, so what,
like,
if
he's on the mic
raised...
like us. He's right. Caucasian. He's acting like he's African-American.
An African-American female.
Female.
Does he say the N-word? I don't know about that. That's the question.
That's another question. Do y'all let y'all Caucasian friends use the N-word?
First of all, I don't have it. Can we kiss on your girl? No, I don't. No, that's a straight uppercut waiting to happen, period. Listen,
you got to make that clear.
Brian, you don't let your wife.
I'm not going to lie. I have not let one say it, but I have heard white people say it.
Oh,
so it's like they will be singing music. I'm at the bar, just slip out. And then the N word comes up in the song, and they say it full voice, like full heartedly, like they all in the song. Like, I'm like, do I get mad at this or do I just let it go? I don't really know.
Should we stop saying it? Should we stop saying it? Never.
No. No. Before.
I'm not going to lie, though. I think it is kind of, like he said, like, situational. Because we were just telling our nail tech the other day when we were at the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert. It was four white women in front of us. And y'all know his song, you know, where he's constantly saying the story of OJ.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all know how that song goes.
I'm saying,
what? Don't you ever disrespect me like that.
I just listen to Donnie McClurkin.
So he said the N-word a lot. But he did that song on stage, and the ladies in front of us was singing it word for word. So they saying nigga every 3 seconds. And like then, y'all, the killer is... And then the killer part is... At the end of the song, the white lady did this. She hit us with the...
I would have died.
Playing with Cat.
I turned to Brooke like, is she serious?
Oh, no.
Like, is she serious right now?
She sure did put it up.
But that's like a concert setting. So can you check somebody for going to a rap concert? And
I know they were saying it at Rolling Loud. Y'all can't tell me they weren't saying it at Rolling Loud.
It's in a song. I feel like they're going to say it word for word.
Probably.
Do you bleep out words when you sing a song?
Yes. No.
It depends on who in the room. I don't.
Chew. I bleep that out all the time. Y'all don't bleep it out?
No.
It depends on who I'm with.
It loses power when you bleep it out. Loses power.
But I got the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah! So it just
breaks that yoke.
All right,
well,
first
the
lady.
Lord's still working on us, so just bear with it.
I got to bring the people into worship tomorrow. My dad said, this is serious.
It is.
Amen.
That's why we audience members.
It is serious. That's why I say the cuss words, because it's serious. I really don't mess with y'all.
Amen.
It's okay to not mess with somebody.
Like, why'd you just look at her and say that like that? Like,
Brian, don't. Oh, God. Brian the Gator. I was really meaning it towards you.
Sam, it's okay to not mess with somebody.
No.
Absolutely.
Misha, my girl. Forever.
No, that's my baby.
I didn't know it's my dog.
Take no.
Trisha.
Have you ever been rude? Like, I can really be rude. Like, what's the name, Slaughter, when we was at the thing, he was like, Misha was so rude. I'm like... Man, you ain't seen me rude.
Have I ever been rude?
Now, Brian, like, I've been rude to the point where I could walk by somebody and, like, act like they don't exist. Like, I could be that type of rude. Him, Brian, Corey, and Slaughter claim I was rude to this girl, but I totally was not. He said, hi, best friend. This homegirl. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And that was it. Now, I don't know how I was rude from that.
It was before that. So... Slaughter came up to you. He's like, hey, I would like to introduce you to my best friend. Would you like to meet her? Why would I want to do that? It was like real nasty. Like your face changed everything. It hurt my feelings. Like he just wanted to introduce you to the person that he's interested in.
I remember saying, why? I said, why?
Why would you even say that?
I didn't want to meet her at that time.
Was she standing right there?
No.
Oh, well,
that's not
different.
Rude. Me and him was just having a conversation. Now, they claim I was just awful and rude. I could be rude. I don't think I was that rude.
I've been rude. Like, I know it's been instances where I've been a complete B-word.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
I can't see Brian being rude.
Everybody not for everybody. I have people that look. So, I'm a Scorpio. And there's no in-between with Scorpios. It's like either you like us. Or you hate us with all your guts. Mm. Like, there's literally no middle ground. So,
My ex was a Scorp. Sometimes I liked him, sometimes I didn't.
No,
when is Scorpio birthday?
October 24th through, like, November...
17th or something like that. Because I think his birthday 19th, was the
14th. Something like that.
I'm not rude, because I treat everybody with the love of God. With the love of Jesus Christ.
Lie again, bro.
You just gonna use God in the statement you lied in?
No, I try to.
Are we gonna be honest? Right here,
oh my god! But if I'm rude, I don't know it, or I don't try to be rude. I really don't.
There's been so many times like, oh, let's go up to so and so. You'd be like, why?
That's not me being rude. That's just an honest question.
That's her personality.
That's
though.
What I'm saying. Like
you
for
have
real.
To be around Brooke to really know. Like Brooke, y'all, I'll never forget this. 1 year for her birthday, I was like, Brooke, what you want to do for your birthday? She like, Monica. To be honest with you, I just want a candlelit dinner by myself. Like that's just how she is.
No,
that's
for
just
real.
Brooke also goes through like relationships and be like, I just need some time to myself. Like they. Are
I've never
break.
Met any of your boyfriends.
Never had one.
What?
She don't do
me.
She don't do relationships.
Don't disrespect
my cousin like that. Hold on.
like I said before, and I'll say it again, I've never had one.
He's listening.
You know who you are. He loves I've you. Never.
It's like, no, he never said that to me. Let me cut it off. Let me cut
Misha,
it off.
Misha, don't start, because I can really act up, but I'm not. Like, no, never.
What was it about him that it just didn't work? Because he was short?
It's easier to say what was it about him that did work.
Or that did work. Uh-oh. That can be interpreted a couple 21.
Of ways. Monica, relax. Mm. Mm.
What did work about him that you liked? Or you didn't like nothing about him? Honey, the people can't read lips.
Nothing. Okay. Just nothing. It just wasn't the time.
It wasn't
I'll say that. It
oh,
just...
so it might happen later.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Or don't start.
The door is
no. The door no. The door is straight up closed. Like shut down, locked, clank, clank. It's never it was never open to begin with.
That's messed
but
up.
But I don't believe you never had a boyfriend though.
Me either though.
So like were they in a relationship with you? But you weren't in a relationship with them?
They were wives, not exes. Wives.
We were chilling. All of them. Chill.
Look at her. She done came in. The working woman.
Hi. The woman of God is here.
Brian, how many people you done broke up with?
Keep on the face.
I probably only broke up with one, and then the other ones was like...
How do you do it? Because I feel like yours would be like a just long. Instead like of like...
Oh, no, it's like, when I'm done, I'm done. It's just like, hey, man, look, we don't have no reason to talk no more. That's it. Like,
he needs to get your best friend.
So do you say that, or do you, like, phase out?
If I'm done with you, I'm done with you. There's no reason to beat around the bush. It's just like, all right, look, this is it. This is it. Like, if I don't have to deal with you anymore, I'm not going to deal with you.
So it's like, it's not you, it's me type, or, like, we just...
Oh, no, it's always it's you.
It's not me.
I admit my wrongs. I admit when I'm wrong. I'm going to be like, yeah. As a man, I'm going to be like, yeah, I did this, 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 and this wrong. But you never did this, 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 and this. And I've been begging you for this, 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 and this, and never got it. So that's it. Why keep playing around?
That's awful.
Right? No, that's honestly, that's good. That's really good.
Why is that awful?
Because I put all y'all on that side because y'all are... Heartless.
Look, I chose to sit here. I could have sat on the other side.
Including Kiwana. Yes.
I chose to sit here.
No, but for real though, on some real stuff, I don't understand like the process of breaking up with somebody. Like, why does there have to be a process? Like, either we're going to be together or we not, period.
I've been in a relationship, so.
Because she's so lying.
So you know nothing about the process, right?
No. When we chilling, if we done chilling, then I got to, you know, cut it off. Don't come for me, bro. Don't come for me. Yes. Don't come for me.
Kiwana, how many people you done broke up with?
Well, I've only ever been in two real relationships in my whole life, for real. Majority of the time. Well, with my ex-boyfriend, it was him that did a lot of the breaking up in our relationship. And it was completely understandable. Sometimes it was mutual because we both knew, like, yeah, it's time to cut this.
How did he break up with you? Like, what did he say to, like he just came to you like, hey, Key, this ain't working.
It's a wrap.
No, see, my ex, he's a gentle type of dude. He came
you
and
gentle?
It's like I knew it was coming, like. Some people may say they don't see when a breakup is coming, but you can peep when stuff not right, you rocky, or, oh, and maybe this ran its course. Like, you get that feeling. I had that feeling, like, you know, yeah, this probably about to be it. So we just sat down, and he was just talking to me, you know, basically the things that he needed. I didn't meet those needs. And at the time, well, how young we were, I was just like, well, I was rude when I was younger. Thank God for deliverance. But I was just like, you know, you're right. And right now at this time, I can't give you that. So I want you to get that from somebody that can give that to you, because I don't see myself right now being that person. So when we broke up, I mean, it hurt, but we cool. And with my current, my boyfriend now, me and him been on and off.
So
but,
you in love. That's who you about to marry.
All right, calm down.
She about to get married.
We talk about marriage. He talks about marriage and the future a lot. And before, I never really talked about, I never even thought about marriage. Not saying I don't see myself being married, but 18, I'm not thinking about, ooh, when I'm 27, I got to be married. Like I wasn't that type of girl or whatever. I'm like, I'm 18, I'm stuck in it right now. Like, what I'm about to do right now or whatever. But now, like, with my boyfriend now, I think about it, you know, discuss it, open up to it or whatever. So, yeah.
Misha, do you think about being married now?
Absolutely. But I wouldn't want to get married right now, though.
I don't want to get married right now.
I'm selfish right now. I don't want to.
No, bro,
I couldn't can't do it right
now. I thought I was the only one.
I'm selfish. I don't want to get married right now. Oh. I don't want to get married right now.
I'm selfish. I'm selfish with me and I'm selfish with my dude. Like, I ain't there yet where we married and, oh, he like, oh, I'm about to, No. I need me and husband time for a good 5 years before anything else coming to the mix.
How long is it, like, do you want to have kids, like, once you eventually get married, like, then you have kids, 3 years, five? My parents waited, what, 5 years?
I really.
Never.
Amen. 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 I mean, I guess it all depends on where we are career-wise, financially. Are we really ready to take care of a whole nother person? Like, we good. I could take care of myself, you know, and when need be, take care of both of us. But a third and then a baby, like, on top of that, babies are not cheap. Like,
they
are
breastfeed.
They are expensive.
Girls,
not even breastfeeding, but people have hopes on their baby shower gifts, and then people don't come through. You got to buy all that stuff. And don't let you have twins the first time. Like, it's...
Oh, God, no.
Who no.
Can you just imagine a baby just crying in the middle of a night? Like, no. And then,
when
you
used
know,
to your peace.
Mama got to have her fun, too. Mama got to go out. No, I'm just
playing. I like my freedom of being able to get up like, all right, see y'all.
Right, that's what I said.
My mom just told me, like, girl, you won't never be home. Like, I'm like,
mama
all right,
gotta
see y'all
fun
later.
Too.
Okay.
Ooh, my mama gave
now,
me
Brian, you was upset because you said we were saying some lies last week. So what was the lies that we were saying?
Correct.
Okay. Bring us back to my remembrance. Okay.
So,
about
first,
the love of the cheating or?
I would like to say that all men do not cheat. And this is coming from a man who has never cheated before a day in his life.
Ooh, that's good.
A day in my
life. You got to put that on something.
Because, you know, I live that Donnell Jones life. I'd rather lead than to cheat. I don't know if we can say that on here. I don't know, but
it's the truth.
Like, is why if I feel like I need to go somewhere else for something, why continue to waste your time and my time? Like, this is time that you can spend doing something else to better yourself, and I can do something to better myself.
Right.
Because sometimes you still want the other person, too. Want both.
Can you be in love with two people?
I don't
know. You don't have to be in love to cheat, Misha.
You're right, Monica.
You don't.
So maybe she knew that.
No, she knew that.
I'm just saying, like, what's the two people you in love with?
I love myself and I love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know that's right.
I believe all men cheat. I'm so sorry.
I wouldn't say
no,
all men.
No, I believe at one point or another.
No, wait, nah. Y'all was just with me last night.
No, Brooke said that. I never said
Misha,
that.
I got your back.
Y'all was
I got your back.
Naive.
I don't trust anybody.
I mean, I don't think all men cheat.
I'm going to trust myself.
A good majority.
What is cheating? Is texting somebody else cheating?
No.
If it's friendly.
It's
so
not.
So see, look.
That's flirty.
I have a female best friend. I can text her.
Okay.
And we have an understanding. Like, she won't text me in the middle of the night. She won't text me on some other stuff. Like, it's strictly platonic. Like, she respects my relationship. I respect hers.
Okay.
So I feel like if you're texting someone at, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night on a Wednesday, with nothing going on, that's a little weird. That's going to make me a little suspect.
John done called me at 1 o'clock like, Meesh. I'm like, John, I'm tired. What's wrong with that?
No, but I feel like it don't have to be night for you to cheat. You could be texting a person at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it'd be cheating. Like, It don't have like, oh, these are cheating hours.
But if you listen to last week, we did say it was levels to cheating.
It is levels to cheating, but I don't feel like texting and having a straight conversation like majority of the time.
No, flirting.
So flirting, some people are naturally flirty. Some people are naturally flirty. That's just who they are. Like, that's how they that's how they converse with people. So you can't get upset with somebody for being flirty, because that's who they are. You knew that when you met them. Like, when you started to talk to them, you knew they were flirty because they were flirty with you.
Mm-mm. I don't agree.
I mean, I feel like you can have
not texting nobody. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the relationship, because if we're in a relationship. Well, I'm just going to use me and Matthew. My boyfriend named Matthew. We in a relationship. All
right, Matt. Shout out to Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Mark, John, Luke. All right.
So me and Matt in a relationship. I don't go through his phone. He don't go through my phone. We don't be doing
that. I don't got time for that.
No. When we was teenagers, I was tripping. But now, like, we too old for that.
We too grown for that.
But when me and him, like, chilling in his house or he at my house, like, it's like people know I'm with my boyfriend, or people know I'm with him, and don't nobody be texting me. Or if somebody do, I don't respond, depending on who it is, because I already 9 times out of 10, I already know what you're texting me for. I already know what you want or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I guess it depends. Like how you said John call you at like 1 a.m., mm-hmm. that's different. Like, that's like your brother.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with like your bro, your sis,
friend, yeah.
and somebody that you know for years. Now, if that's your bro off of 2 months, hold on. Like,
yeah.
Pause. I don't know how y'all got this sibling relationship so quick, but yeah. No. But if y'all known each other for years and it's like you said, platonic, then you know. And if your significant other knows that it's platonic and they trust you, you know, you ain't tripping or whatever. But don't let me be laying up with Matthew and it's 1 a.m. and some girl go FaceTime because I'm picking up the phone like, oh, hey, sis. Good morning.
I agree.
Because 9 out of 10, I know everybody you know. I know all your friends and like, who is this person? Like, oh, hey. And then I'll ask him about it. But once you tell me, I'm going to be like, oh, okay. Well, that's nobody. But tell baby girl after 9, we don't go to call or text.
I agree.
We don't do FaceTime appointments
at 1 a.m. Checking your phone. That's a job.
Because you're going to find something you're going to want to see.
If I don't want to do that, I don't need to.
That's a job you don't get paid for.
But it's checking the phone, too, though. Like, you ain't never had somebody phone ring, and then you look over and be like, oh, so
I think that's out of habit, because you could be sitting next to your brother or your sister.
Your phone. You be like,
you just look.
You know good and well that ain't your phone. You hear that phone ringing across the room, and you be like,
no, it's just out of habit.
No, or
if your phone ring, I'm be like, who is that?
Or when Monica's on the phone, I ask her constantly, who you on the phone with?
Yeah.
But I don't do it like I'm checking.
Yeah, it's just the... I don't know how to call it, but I don't think so.
Man. I think that's a habit. And like how you sit next to somebody, you don't intentionally let me look. Like you just
peek.
You just look over, not to like who you texting, but I don't know. I just think
it's a different when you peek and then when you continue to look. Like,
I mean, we got the calls to each other's phones. So like we could look whenever.
Yeah, my boyfriend know my code, so if
Brian, what else did we lie about? Or that was it?
That was the biggest thing. I just had a problem with y'all saying that all men cheated.
They do. They do. You date somebody, if you was in love with somebody and they was on drugs, would you stay with them?
Ooh.
Like I'm like something not weed, but like crack heroin.
Ooh.
I'm thinking. I'm talking about because I'm thinking about Lamar Odom.
So I would want to work with them through it. So I would want to figure out what the problem was that caused you to start smoking crack, and then we could work through it. If you continue to go back to the crack, then that's when I'll be like, all right,
crack,
man, I tried.
Crack is wag, Brian. You gonna go with somebody else on somebody else?
See, look. If I love you, I will do anything for you.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No. Lord, please help this.
We don't even have to even if that means so, like being a crutch or a trigger. For the
No. I'm not going to be supplying the crack to you. No. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give you the money for it. I'm going to be the person that helps you get over it.
In what ways? How would you try to help them? Like
whatever way they need me to be there, I will be there.
Like, what if that's enablement, though?
How?
Like, what if they say, don't be there for me?
Because they know you always going to be there. Like, oh, well, they love me, so they not going to. I could do this, and they still going to take me back.
It's only so much that, see, look, that's the problem with a lot of women. They think that we're always going to be there. They think that.
All right.
They
think that. Let's put a pin in that one.
So look. Men, when we love you, we will do whatever for you. But there is only so much any person in this world can take. You can continue to say, yes, I will be there for you. Yes, I will be there for you. But this has to happen. And then when that doesn't happen, it starts to wear out. And then after, at some point, you just got to go. It's like, okay, this isn't going to change. I got to leave. Like, I wish nothing but the best for you, but it's time for me to go. Maybe it's me that's the problem. Even though I know for a fact it's you.
Brian, you wake up and all your little stuff is gone.
Hey, look, I earned
that. Because you earned that.
I'm praying for you. I'm you really praying for you. Wow.
I did that to myself.
God forbid if Matt turned to crack, what you going to do? You going to stay with him?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on what stage of addiction you are in. I would say that it's because it's different stages to addiction. Because my father was on. He was a drug addict and an alcoholic when him and my mama met.
Oh Lord!
And she didn't know at first. You know, yeah. When you first meet someone, you don't really tell until you really get to be around them. And you're like, hold on, you just got energy out of nowhere. Like, you losing weight, you know, some stuff coming up missing, you know, whatever. But my parents, they were together. They were married. I don't know how many years they were married. They was married, though. They had three kids. But my father was on drugs and he was an alcoholic. And my mom, when she found out, he didn't even tell her for real. He wrote it, like, on the medicine cabinet in the bathroom. Because he couldn't, like, how do you tell somebody? Yeah.
Somebody, my mama,
I was like, well, what did you do? She said, I got all of y'all, and I left.
Yeah.
And I never knew my dad was on drugs until a little later on. And when my mom told, I was just like, now that I really think about it, I kind of peeped the signs. Like, she protected me from that. But that's the difference between being in a marriage and just being a boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Because technically, you are not biblically, you are not bound to someone until you are married. Yes. But while being in a relationship, you're still in the stage of collecting data. And when I receive that data that you're on drugs, it is up to me to analyze that.
Absolutely.
And me, myself, go back, really think,
Can you deal with being just a girlfriend
to somebody that's on drugs? Like, will an addiction stop, or will you be clean for 6 years and you know relapse? Like, how can I take this? And then we bring kids into this. Like, whoa! Like, and then you don't want to think about that's something heavy in just a relationship
alone.
Like, that's heavy. So I guess it's different. Like, if you boyfriend and girlfriend, or if you just talking, and if you're in marriage, like, I guess it's different for all stages.
I can't do it. I just be thinking about Frankie Lyman. Remember when the girl, when she came back? She was Frankie! F you, Frankie! Her junk was gone. No.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because my family would be looking at him like he was crazy, too. Because, you know, like, even if he get himself together, the way our family is, everybody probably be looking like, we had Thanksgiving dinner. Where my stuff at? Everybody keep an eye on you. And I just wouldn't be able to live with, like, that stress and that pressure.
Yeah.
So I got a question. What if they, like, turned to crack because, like, their mom or something died? Would you turn to the Lord?
How do you turn to crack?
Like, what if they turned to a drug because their parent or something tragic happened to them?
You couldn't turn to, like, cigarettes first? It depends on the drug, hardcore stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you've been thinking about that.
We can work with the weed. We can work with that. But crack?
Crack is whack. For real. Whitney even said it.
It don't even have to be crack. It could be heroin. It could be anything.
Cocaine is expensive. Like, it could be... So I'd be like, first of all, how are you paying for this?
I can't do
People
it.
People will find money to supply their habits.
You like, I knew I had a 20.
I'm just not, for real.
That's real life. Like, no.
I'm not the kind of person that looks at someone falls down and then leave them down on the ground.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm going to help you up.
You a pick-me-upper.
I'm going to help you up.
That's beautiful. Cause
I'm going to help you up.
So why
everybody,
you not married, Brian?
Look.
Brian, so shout out your Instagram right now. We about to get you married. Receive it.
Drop your Instagram. Drop your Twitter.
He don't care if you got kids. He don't care if you big, small, short,
tall.
You don't care about kids.
Can we talk about that?
Look,
look.
Can
like nowadays, you kind of have to expect a woman to have kids. Yes.
No.
And a man, you got to expect a man to have kids, too.
No. Don't y'all expect that from me. Don't y'all expect that from me.
Okay, so in this room, it's a lot of exceptions. But in the community in general... Huh?
We not in your age bracket though.
Wait, how old are you?
When I reach that age, I won't have kids. Hold on, y'all know.
Don't say that. Look, I am only 25 years old. I'm not.
He only a year older than me.
I'm not that old. Like, I'm only 25.
What's the name? Oh well, I can't say.
Like, look.
Mm, thank you.
Just about every woman nowadays has at least one kid.
Now, you had around the wrong woman.
How old is the ex that we were talking about outside? How old is she?
She is, she's older than me. I think she's 29 now.
Oh, you like older women.
She got kids.
She has two, honey.
Huh? Wait, hold on. No. Which one are you talking about?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, you got that many?
Brian on the big mama, okay?
Look, and honestly, I used to have a no kid rule. I did. I really did. I had a no kid rule. And then as I got older, I started to realize, like, okay, this is kind of a stupid rule. So I tried it out.
Everybody got a kid.
Kind of liked it. It was like.
I do. Nah, my mama just raised straight for me. That's my kid.
Oh, God. No.
That's why he's so bad.
I can't do the kid thing.
Eventually, I
tried
could.
It before. Nope.
Yeah. And my only rule for the dating with kids thing, I always used to tell Brooke this. Later in life, yes, I could date with kids because at some point in time, Brooke and I were those children. When our daddy was out there dating, mm-hmm. he was a single man raising two daughters, and women had to like it or leave it. Mm-hmm. So eventually, okay, I could, yeah, you got kids. But now, no.
Yeah, don't come at me. Tell me, oh, yeah, I'm 25 with four kids.
That's where I draw the line. That's where I draw the line when there's multiple kids by multiple people. I feel like you're bad at decision making.
Even if it's one person.
Even if it's one baby mama. Well, our daddy was divorced by the time he was 25, y'all. Like, this man had been married, had two kids, and was divorced. Like,
that's beautiful.
He was 21 when I was born and 23 when she was born. He'd been a parent longer, more in his life than he hasn't been a parent. So, like,
that's sad.
We told him that today. I was like, that's really sad that you've been somebody's daddy longer than you haven't been.
That's his fault,
but
though.
He got married at 20. That's what happened.
That's every adult, though.
Every adult would.
Every adult with a kid. They've been a parent longer than they've been alive. Like,
not every adult.
Well, with the father your age, I would say people in that age.
His wife been single without a kid longer than she been with married with a kid.
Wow. Okay, well, be quiet.
That's an exception, but I'm saying, like, it's people who that age and, you know.
That's a miracle, baby. If that's like.
He ain't no doggone
man. He irritated. That's what he is.
Bro, now your daddy, you're going to be like, why would you say that, bro?
He feel the same way. I mean, like, because honestly, when he was raising us, he was growing up himself.
Yeah.
He in his 40s now. He got a 5-year-old. Yeah. He tired.
PJ got a lot of energy. Yeah. I'm not going to hold y'all up. I'll be like, ooh, PJ. That's why I can't handle kids right now.
Exactly why.
That's why I can't do it. I would love to see each and every one of you guys with kids.
You're going to be waiting a long time for me.
I feel like I don't want any kids at all, but I really do feel like I would get mother of the year every year.
Mama Brooke. You're going to be like Wendy Williams, mother of the year.
I don't know if anybody else going to vote you Mother of the Year, but...
Excuse me? You're going to be like Wendy? Like Wendy when she was just in the club.
When my kids get up age, we just might go to the club.
In all honesty, our mama...
Hold on, chill out. Some stuff we got to take to the grave.
No, I'm going to... Brooke, let me say what I was going to say.
Okay. Oh, she got you together real quick.
Tell it all. When you have a cool mama, it does make a difference.
Look, I love my mama being cool.
I love my mom, for real.
But I want, while they young. I can't be the cool. Well, I can, but no.
I can't party with my mama.
Nope.
She only like two R&B songs, Single Ladies and One Wish by Ray J.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One wish.
That is a terrible song.
That is. That's the only one.
That's the worst song you could pick.
That's the only song she like. If I had one wish, you'd be my friend.
I would love to sit in the passenger seat when that song comes on.
Me too.
That's her song.
Not Auntie Chi Chi. Auntie Chi Chi.
She trying to make it gospel. She trying, but she don't be working.
Auntie Chi Chi.
I'm a single lady. That's her. Them her two songs.
Mm-hmm. What wish?
That is her two. That's the only two R&B songs she'll listen to. When she drives my car to work, I don't know why. When we have four cars in the driveway, but when she drives my car to work, like she, like she be hitting all the buttons just to turn off everything because she can't listen to it.
Monica, did that happen in the car the other day?
My daddy got in brick car and was like, "You don't even have a gospel station program, man." Because I've listened. You listen to the Ox. I mean, I guess I listen to rails.
No, we listen to the Ox too, but I had forgot to program the gospel station.
He kind of jumped in the car out of surprise. We was like, "Oh, you coming with us? Okay." Ooh, no, your mama don't like no R&B songs.
My mama love R&B actually. Like she
now, my
it.
Daddy a different story.
So I just put her, I put her hip to her, and like she can't get enough.
Oh, her daddy loves her.
I was just blasting Hard Place in the parking lot.
Yeah,
y'all. My daddy asked me today, did I know who Ari Lennox was? I'm like, Daddy, do you know who she is? Like, why are you asking?
My mama like the City Girls. So that tells you something right there.
Our mama.
My mama, I just got hip to City Girls like a couple weeks ago.
Girl, that's sad.
My boyfriend be listening.
I love it.
Like,
you don't listen to the City Girls. Misha, they a little vulgar.
Misha, you don't know who the City Girls are.
Hold on. Time out.
I know the City Girls.
Time out.
Don't come for my baby.
So he gets in the car and he will legit go to City Girls.
No. He won't go right to City Girls. If I let him get the aux in my truck, I mean...
I got
a speeding problem and I got road rage. I follow people. You have to keep me in your prayers.
No, that's dangerous.
But yo,
I really want to get a gun because I'm gonna have it in my glove compartment.
No, that's so dangerous. You have to be careful doing that.
But yeah, that's bad road rage. But no, he don't straight go to City Girls. It depends on what mood he in for the day.
So
it's like the way everybody.
So he's one of the people that send messages through music.
Nah.
First of all, don't you try to come on her boyfriend because you a big crackhead.
Nothing wrong with that.
With kids.
Don't you try to come on my baby, that corny.
I just said if a person turns to crack while I'm with them,
all right.
I'm not going to leave all them. Right.
Next
crack.
Question.
Why you mad at this man wanted that to crack?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying he coming for her boo for listening to the City Girls.
I'm not coming at her.
Maybe he is City Boy.
Wow. See, look, that was coming
out. No, City Boys is a thing.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
It's boys who listen to City Girls.
Yes.
Wow.
They do.
I got a question I want all y'all to answer. So let's say, like, all y'all, you got married. Well, let's say before you got married, like, you became this millionaire or whatever, billionaire.
Prenup.
And then you got married. No prenup. Because you felt like, you know, like he or she helped you. I want each one of y'all to answer. Each, like they helped you get to where you are. Okay, you get a divorce. Do you owe him something? I want you last. Go ahead.
Do I owe him something?
Yeah, you got a kid.
You said he helped me get where I am?
I owe him a foot up his...
But you found but y'all divorced because you found out he cheated.
Oh, no.
Oh, he cheated.
No. Well, listen. That's a different story. If I'm making more to him, he going to get alimony because that's just how the court system is set up. Unless we had some type of
Let's say alimony didn't exist. Do you feel obligated to give him something?
I'll probably throw him like...
So that mean he'll be going from riches to nothing?
I'll throw him a little something, but I'll make him sign something like, you can't get nothing else. This is it. Once I give you this, whatever you do with it, it's yours. Don't come back to me. And also, I think I will want, like, custody of our child. Joint custody, but like I would want my kid to stay and live with me because I don't know. My kid is used to a certain luxury living, and I don't want them to feel less than or experience less than when they got to go visit their daddy.
Every kid needs to experience hard times. It builds character.
I mean, no, they can experience hard times, but like, mama, I went from having like my own huge room to sharing bunk beds.
Then
like,
they want to come back home with you.
I'm sorry, honey. Like, I can't even do my kid like that. I just can't.
So I would give him something because, yes, you were down for me. You helped me get to where I am. But you ain't getting half. You getting, like, $200,000 or something.
That's a lot.
$500,000. Okay, that's something, Trisha.
Hey, I'll give him a little something, something until he can take care of the kid. But, like, I'm not giving him a lot.
What's the lot?
I mean,
Trisha be cracking me up in her face.
He ain't getting a lot. That's all I'm
saying. What's a lot?
$200,000 is a lot.
It's really not.
That's a lot.
He could barely buy a house.
Just at the settlement, $200,000 or like monthly $200,000, quarterly, like, yearly. Like, no, how is like this working? It.
Like the money. Like, in this was okay. It. So I'll probably give him more than $200,000 because that's not a lot of money.
Okay, you just giving them this. How, amount
okay,
and
okay.
That's
like
it.
When we say millionaire, do I just have like 1 million or I'm like loaded?
You're loaded. You said.
Monica, you already said yours.
I probably slip him some, like, every now and then so he can take care of the kid and take care of his crib. But that's it.
All right, Brittany.
This is what I'm doing. I'm going to buy you a house. Come pick it. I'm going to pick your house and make sure it's nice. Have a little room. I'm going to buy you a car. I might buy you two cars. Because if that car breaks down, you can still get my child back and forth to school. I'm going to set your house up really nice and stuff. And then deuces. Call that girl you was cheating with. And then I'm going to walk out.
You feel
why?
Me?
Why?
Why would I? Why wouldn't I want to pick your house.
No, I want him to have a nice house so I know my child is going to something nice.
Okay.
And I want you to be smart. Like, I don't want you to just have my child in anything. So, you know, me being the good-hearted person that I am, I'm going to pick a really nice house, you know, for my child to live in and for you to live in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set you up so you don't have to come and ask me for money. And then I'm going to go on about my life. Traveling the world.
Amen.
While you be at home with our child.
Okay. All right, Brian, why you look so confused?
No, I don't look confused. It's like,
you cannot judge. You dating a crackhead.
Okay. With four kids.
I need to quit saying I'm dating a crackhead with four kids. I am single to the fullest.
That's all right, all single women. Get at him.
Brian dating a crackhead.
Nah. So I'm going to give y'all both sides, all right? So as the man, if we ended that relationship, I wouldn't want anything from you. I'm not going to hold you up. As a man, I don't want nothing from you. I will get it on my own. And what I'm in is what I'm in. Like, you're not going to keep my kid from me. You're not going to do none of that. I'm going to be that father and do what I need to do so that I ain't got to ask you for nothing. But on the other hand, if I broke up with the girl that I was with when I became a millionaire,
mm-hmm.
that's still the mother of my child, and I will make sure she was okay.
What's okay?
I'll make sure she was okay. Like, whatever she needed within reason, I will make sure she had it.
What's within reason, though? Like, if she said, like, I want this new Gucci bag.
Don't say I want a 6-bedroom house when it's just you and my one kid or whatever. Like, you know, what do you need 6 bedrooms for?
So you just going to get her an apartment?
Do you need a 6-bedroom house
yes,
for two people?
Because your kid want to grow up with space. No.
You don't need that much space.
What if I get a 3-bedroom?
Okay.
Right.
I don't think any of us, none of us in here
I would buy him a
children.
6-bedroom.
If it's just you and your mama in that house by yourself, could you imagine that? Like, that is lonely.
I'd
like,
be scared.
Like, that is lonely. You got 6 bedrooms and only one room that you really do anything in. One, maybe 2 rooms that you do anything in. Like,
but an apartment, though? Don't play them.
I never said apartment. Brooke said apartment.
I said
I
a house.
Sure
I'm
going to
buy him
reason.
A nice house.
No, but then, you said, what would I get
you're
an
right.
apartment? So, I'm just saying, within reason, I will make sure you have it. If you need a car, okay, you got it.
Okay.
If you need your car repaired, I got it. Okay. If the kid needs food, clothes, whatever for the house, bedroom, all that kind of stuff, I got it.
Okay.
Because that's still my kid, and I'm going to take care of it.
But. Okay. Keyvana, what you got to say?
Oh, God.
It's crazy that you asked this question because me and Matt, we had a discussion about prenups.
It's necessary.
I feel like if we get in a prenup, we leaving the option open for divorce. That's
Mary
just
J. Blige, don't do
but,
that.
Get a prenup with a sunset clause.
That's just me. Mm-mm. That's how I feel about prenups. But if we're married and I become a millionaire, mm-hmm. and we just so happen nothing we did worked and we get a divorce, with my dude being the man that he is, like Brian said, he not gonna want nothing from me.
Right.
And 9 out of 10, I mean he already got money, so
you wouldn't give him nothing just to give it to him though.
Just to give it to him, like I don't know, like what do you need it for? Because I didn't say on several occasions, these baby mamas, baby daddies, ex husbands, ex wives, I need money for our son, our daughter. They need clothes. I give you this money and I go see my kid and wear the clothes that you said you was gonna buy. I didn't see baby mamas on several occasions hit their baby daddies up for money for their kid, but they go get their hair and their nails done, like. No. Like, exactly. Like, or whatever. But I feel like if our kid needs anything, I will know what my kid need. Like, I'm the type of person, I have to buy it because that's how I know the money is being used the way it's supposed to be used. Because you can tell me one thing and you go out and do whatever, and then my kid be looking stupid. My kid ain't gonna be looking stupid, but just feeling some type of way, like, you said you was going to get me them 12s and, you know, you ain't come through for them or whatever. But I don't think I would be like, oh, here go some bands, you know, go ahead, go be about your business. Yeah. Like, whether I cheated or whether he cheated, I feel like once we divorce, it's not my obligation to take care of you or offer to take care of you anymore. That's why we're divorcing. I don't know. But as far as, like, the children, whatever they need, like, I will provide it for them. Mm. But, nah. Like, my parents know. My daddy don't be pulling up to the house talking about, Janice, I need $800. I need this. My mom gonna be like, boy, we got divorced over 20 years ago. You got a job. I got a job. Like. Right.
Would you, Misha?
Absolutely not.
No. I feel like I'm still supporting you.
No.
I feel like the marriage's still going. If we're still doing for each other.
Well, it depends. If I really felt like you helped me get to that level, I might give you something. But 9 out of 10, they got something too.
I'll acknowledge you.
I'll give you something, but you not gonna be at the same level when we were. Mm-hmm. Like, no. No. You're not going to get, like, it's not going to be a monthly thing, a yearly thing, a weekly thing. I'm going to give you that, and then that's the brat. Like, that's it. And I want to, like, when you even, like, I'm severing all ties, like, you're not going to be a producer, you're not going to be nothing. It's a rap. You're going to have to fend for yourself. Because
you helped me to be who I am. You didn't make me into person that I am.
I just feel like if I was ever to get divorced, and I know this sounds crazy, if I was ever to get divorced, y'all, I would want it to be, like, a amicable split. Like, I would want it to be, like, not bitter, not hating. Like, me and you still cool.
As it should be.
We can still talk to each other, because when you got a bitter divorce going on and you got kids, bro, it's literally the worst. So if I was ever going to get a divorce, I would straight up have to tell my husband, like, look, I know we might be feeling some type of way about each other.
We're going to have to settle the differences, like. Either agree to disagree or whatever, because you kids see that. Like, I don't care what people say, whether how little your kid is, kids see that.
And that affects
a child. And then if you never talk about it with your kid or ask to see how they doing about everything that's going on, like, your kid gonna go through life carrying that and then just pour that out onto other people in their relationships. Like,
Can you be unequally yoked?
No. Yes.
Yes.
You and your man can be saved and still be unequally yoked.
Absolutely. My mom says it all the time, like, when, like, my dad kind of has stopped going to church and stopped paying his tithes, and mom's like, you need to really go to church. You really need to pay your tithes. My mom says it all the time, like, when they first got married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be unequally yoked with somebody.
I wouldn't either.
I've dated people who, I've always dated somebody that believed there is a God, but I've dated people like, oh, I don't want to go to church. Church is with me. I hate that. I don't like that. Like, church is, like, I don't need to fellowship with people. Look, like, church is in me.
Life is so hard. I need somebody praying for me. Like, for real.
Like, I need spiritual somebody. Warfare. Yes, like, look, because I don't be going through it, but I need somebody to, all right, let me go in my prayer closet and pray for this
No,
chick.
But that's a real
prayer
thing. Like, when marriages, think about, like, when marriages really go through it, you got to have somebody spiritual with you.
For
I,
real.
I'd rather
for
have
real.
Somebody spirit. I'm not saying, like, you got to be speaking in tongues.
No, don't
saying,
be no pastor.
Like, I'm
like, I don't want no deacon either.
I don't
either.
Want no pastor, though. No, I don't.
This is my thing. You're supposed to lead our family. So you, absolutely. I need you to be hearing from God, and I need you to know what his voice sound like. Because absolutely. you the head. And I hopefully whatever God telling you, he mentioned it to me too. Absolutely. But you the head at the end of the day. So you need to be being led.
I agree, Brian.
I feel like everybody prays different. So it's like it's not really possible for everybody to be for us to be equally yoked.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians.
Come on, bring talk. Listen, you are not the same as those who don't believe. So don't join yourselves to them.
Talk
good
look.
And evil don't belong together. Light and darkness cannot share the same room.
Yeah.
I use the easy to read version. I don't like the vowels.
I do too.
I
do
can't
too.
Do
I got
King
the same
James.
Version.
I can't do the vowels.
So what you mean pray different? Like
no, I
praise
different.
Oh, I'm like
I want somebody.
We all need to be praised.
Like, no.
like I just don't feel like two people will have the same. Well, no two people are equally yoked. That's just what I feel like. And because no two people are the same. No two eggs are the same if you want to stay with the yolk reference.
You don't got to be the same, but we got to believe in the same. Like, we got to believe that there is a God. We got to believe in paying our tithes. We got to believe in spiritual warfare. We got to believe, like, I know, baby, whatever might happen, okay, babe, let's pray right now. Like, we got to believe in. I don't need to be like, babe, no, you pray. Why you can't pray?
Now, what if you said, let's pray right now? He prays and then he just is terrible at it.
How do you be terrible at praying?
Nah.
Come on now. Like,
talking about
you people got to
really talking about
some people.
No.
How are you bad at prayer?
I'm clueless. How can you
some people can barely put a sentence together and you want them to pray for you?
It's a conversation with God. Like, that's all you got to do.
Be bad at praying.
You could literally talk to God like you talk to your friend.
Inflammable. What was he trying to say? What was he trying to say?
Infallible written word of God.
Like, I looked back at the paper. I said inflammable.
You are a child.
I'm just saying, like, some people you can't, you look.
Now, y'all know y'all look back at that paper like, mm-mm.
But I don't think you should be marrying anybody who you think just can't pray. I need to hear you pray before we get married.
Yes.
Because I don't expect you to, like, I need to see, all right, let's pray over this fool. And if you, God is great.
All right. Drake is going in.
No,
Father God, right now, we thank you. God, we thank you for the plate.
You don't
got to
go speak in tongues.
Right,
you
no, don't do that because I'm hungry.
Right. We got to speak in tongues over chicken.
How do you not know how to pray? I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just, you just having a conversation.
I mean, they read the Bible. The Lord's Prayer is a good template on how to pray. That's literally Jesus telling us how to pray.
That is very true. But some people they
don't.
Pray to themselves. Like,
what?
They will pray to themselves. Like, they're not used to praying with others.
Okay.
And it would be something completely different. Like, if I was to say, hey, say a prayer right now.
Let's pray right now, Brian.
Look, I just clammed up. I'm like you what right
you
now?
You talking about yourself. But you say
Father, who are hallowed would be thy name.
Along with the spirit is.
You want that prayer? It's different.
Was you there when my mama made me come up and pray at the end? I was so mad.
Telling you, it's like when you put someone on the
your
spot.
Your mama
pray,
be coming for you,
be
baby. She sees something.
Missionary neighbor.
Okay.
I'm not,
you better walk
in your grandma's
we love it. Missionary
walk
neighbor.
In your car.
No, I'm so mad with you. I don't want to hear. I receive it. I declare it. It's mine no more. That's my
girl.
He said it every Saturday. I said this.
Period.
Dog on Kiwana.
My daddy, your daddy got PJ saying it now.
Dog.
All right, PJ.
Dog. Daddy said it's mine. I said okay.
But it's definitely possible to I'm saved and you saved and we are equally yoked.
Absolutely.
Whether we boyfriend or girlfriend or we just friends or we just you can be unequally yoked with your best friend.
Yeah.
You can be unequally yoked with your cousin. Like,
but am I really looking to be equally yoked with my friend? Like, my homegirl?
I think you should, because how can you continue your walk with Christ if it's still something trying to encourage your bad habit or remind you of what you used to
What if I'm leading them to Christ? So when we
That's different. If you're leading them to Christ, but if it's like some years and it's just like,
But I would never not be friends with somebody just because they aren't in the church.
Well, I'm not saying don't be friends, but it's just only our friendship can only go so far. It can only be so much, because when I started to talk about Christ and Jesus, my Savior, not trying to put Jesus down your throat, but it's just natural for me to just talk about his goodness, because he's been good to me, and you just upset, you're trying to get me onto something else, and you're trying to introduce me to something else. It's like, well, I respect when the conversation that you bring forth, you know, blah blah blah, but I don't know. Like I have a friend now who's just like, she been best friends with her friend for like 15 years. And she like, I can't do it no more. Cause all she want to do, she know my walk. And all she want to do is like, we need to go to the club. We need to be drunk. We need to do this. We need to do that. And she like, I've been telling her for the past couple years, like I'm serious about my walk. I'm serious. I'm not trying to judge you, but I'm serious or whatever. And her friend just like, here you go with that Jesus stuff. You just always trying to act like you better than me. I don't get when people say that. But you always try to act like you better than me, da, da, da. And she's like, what should I do? I'm like, you really need to pray. Because, you know, some people, we got friends, and some friends be like obsessed. And they get very upset when you don't want to get back into your old ways. Not saying that, you know, all friends just
I get what you're saying.
Eventually, like, down the line, it's just like, I feel like when light enters darkness, darkness goes.
Glory.
When darkness comes into light, light is, you don't see light nowhere in darkness. So it's just like, not saying I can't even speak to you. Like, you ain't my friend, but it's just like, no, I don't think we could do certain things, you know, because I know if I'm a recovering alcoholic and you still drinking, we can't go to margarita night on Tuesdays. Not saying I'm gonna be sitting there ordering margaritas, but
I feel like
I'm in that environment, no matter how strong I am in Christ, the tempter is still seeking whom he may devour.
I feel like you got a root cause issue. Find out why they're drinking.
You want to be a therapist.
Which brings me back to why you should give a crackhead a chance. Because you never know what their issue is.
It took me a long time to get this Jesus inside of me. So, sis, I'm sorry. I can't
go to hell because you...
I can't.
You just got to have a friend, I feel like, that respects your walk with Christ.
Yes.
Even if they aren't there, they have to be respectful. And that's what you need in a friend. Even because if they necessarily are still working on theirs, but I get where you are, we can still talk about it. You know, I tell my friends all the time who I know aren't necessarily in church like I am, like, y'all, God is so good, just give him a chance. You know what I'm saying?
He's so great.
No, like, really. And we have conversations about it, and I ask him, like, well, why aren't you, like, what's your problem, what problems have you had in church? And you explain to them, all church people aren't the same. You know what I'm saying? Because people get hurt, church hurt, and then can't, you know, see past that.
Lamicia? I totally agree. Can y'all imagine, like, getting up to heaven, God be like, since your name not in the book, I'd be like, I need you to check it one more time.
If he say depart from me, I'd be like, no, hold on.
Lord, did too much. But no, I thank y'all for coming, though.
No problem.
And to everybody that was DMing me, like texting me, like inboxing me, I promise I'm going to get back to everybody. I just haven't had the time to. But I really appreciate y'all, and I promise I'm going to get back to y'all. But thank y'all.
Love you.
No problem, sis. No problem, sis.